As a believer grows in Christ Jesus, he progresses in light. We began in darkness. Jesus, speaking of salvation, quotes the Old Testament prophet in Matthew 4:16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From this place of light, a place called born again, a Christian grows in light as he puts on the mind of Christ, who is the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, John 1:9. Proverbs 4:18 declares the journey succinctly, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And this journey is more literal than we ever dreamed. Have you seen the light? Have you been born again? Would you like to have the questions to all of life's answers? Would you like a purpose to live that's bigger than life itself? God said, man said, has good news. Today can be your day of salvation. Click on to Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Job 29:24, if I laughed on them, they believed it not, and the light of my countenance they cast not down. God said, Proverbs 4:6, there be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. God said, Revelation 1:16, and he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Man said, there is no God, and consequently he didn't author a holy book, just writings of mere men. Now the record. If you're reading the scriptural prophecies correctly, the end of the world as we know it is about to arrive very, very soon. The exact day and time is not known to the saints, but the Lord Jesus, his prophets, and apostles have given us numerous signs to watch for. When you have some time, visit the 21 Signs of Doomsday series and the feature, The Chronology from Here to Eternity, on this website. If our understanding is correct, the days ahead will be some of the most trying times the church has ever experienced, if not the most. Our footing must be established in the gospel of Jesus Christ if we are to survive the colossal striking the church will experience. Hebrews 12:16-27. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. What if and but if just won't do. Only solid faith will survive. The need to be sola scriptura, scriptures alone, is of paramount importance. Literal. The words of the Bible are to be read and received literally. Biblical minimalists claim the scripture should not be taken literally and that miraculous accounts are exaggerated, or at least they must have some humanistic explanation. But the certifiable reality is that the scriptures are always to be taken literally, literally spiritual or literally physical. And the switch is easily discerned. Textual criticism abounds in regard to the inerrant word. Potshots are continually being made, but rest assured, the word of God is true and righteous altogether. This feature will once again establish the staggering supernatural reality of the Holy Bible. The literalness and the veracity of the scriptures are consistently supported on God Said, Man Said. We presently host 440 feature subjects in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, it grows by one. A short sampling of grand biblical pronouncements follows, which have been certified by sundry scientific disciplines, ancient history, archaeology, etc. The examples. The earth and universe created just over 6,000 years ago in 6 24-hour days. Could this be literal? Yes. Light before the sun? Yes. All mankind the product of one man and one woman? Yes. Man is made out of dirt, yes. A global flood in the days of Noah that destroys everything that has the breath of life in its nostrils, with the exception of the inhabitants of the ark, yes. Man's average lifespan before the flood, 911 years, yes. Sodom and Gomorrah, yes. Joseph in the coat of many colors, yes. Giants, yes. Egypt's plagues, yes, yes, yes. All literal truths. The amazing subject of light is today's focus, 1 John 1:5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. On God Said, Man Said, there are numerous features that deal with the matter of light. One feature in particular deals with today's subject, but this article will uncover a new and exciting revelation. Past issues concerning light addressed ideas such as 1. Not just light from outer space, but light filled with instructions to every living cell. God is light, and he filleth all things. 2. Equal light refraction. If therefore thine eye be single, no additions or subtractions, capturing light in a jar. 3. Every cell in your body is equipped with light-emitting photons, communicating with its neighbor in what science calls the language of light. Thy whole body shall be full of light. 4. Psalms 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. 5. Neuropeptides and neuroreceptors, and how words are transformed into the physical. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. 6. Jesus Christ, the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1:9. 7. The light and darkness, the creative and destructive powers of words, and much more. How gloriously accurate and, yes, literal are the words of God. The following paragraphs are from a news release published July 22, 2009 by AOL and Yahoo News. The headline of the article written by Charles Ki Cho reads, "Strange, humans glow in visible light." The human body literally glows, emitting a visible light in extremely small quantities at levels that rise and fall with the day, scientists now reveal. Past researchers have shown that the body emits visible light, 1,000 times less intense than the levels which our naked eyes are sensitive. This visible light differs from the infrared radiation, an invisible form of light that comes from body heat. To learn more about this faint visible light, scientists in Japan employed extraordinarily sensitive cameras capable of detecting single photons. 5 healthy male volunteers in their 20s were placed bare-chested in front of the cameras in complete darkness and light-tight rooms for 20 minutes every 3 hours from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. for 3 days. The researchers found the body glow rose and fell over the day, with its lowest point at 10 a.m. and its peak at 4 p.m., dropping gradually after that. These findings suggest there is light emission linked to our body clocks, most likely due to how our metabolic rhythms fluctuate over the course of the day. Faces glowed more than the rest of the body. Since this faint light is linked with the body's metabolism, this finding suggests cameras that can spot the weak emissions could spot medical conditions, said researcher Hitoshi Okamura, a circadian biologist at Kyoto University in Japan. If you can see the glimmer from the body's surface, you could see the whole body condition, said researcher Masaki Kobayashi, a biomedical photonics specialist at the Tohoku Institute of Technology in Sendai, Japan. End of quote. How could the Bible be written by mere men? How could they thousands of years ago make the amazing statements that depict what our most sophisticated science is just beginning to comprehend, without having dictation from the Creator himself, who alone knows the nomenclature of all things? How? The answer should be apparent. God authored the Bible. 2 Peter 1:19-22. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The sentence in the feature just cited read, "Faces glowed more than the rest of the body." Consider the following passages. Job 29:24. If I laughed on them, they believed it not. In the light of my countenance, they cast not down. Proverbs 16:15. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Psalms 4:7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. Psalms 44:3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand, and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Take note of Psalms 13:3. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. The Word of God is the Word of God. Build your life upon it. It is a sure foundation. God said, Job 29:24, "If I laughed on them, they believed it not. In the light of my countenance, they cast not down." God said, Psalms 4:6, "There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us." God said, Revelation 1:16, "And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength." Man said there is no God, and consequently, he didn't author a holy book, just writings of mere men. Now you have the record.